This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday hailed the strength of the alliance between the two countries after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to be dominated by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for a broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit hoping it would provide the fresh impetus to his dream of building peace in North Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinian remains the only answer to that conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinian in Gaza. Biden said that at the end of the meeting that President of South Korea, that he also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats.